Okay, so I've talked about four things now. I talked about study support, language support, counselling, and careers. You know, what do you do after you've left when you're no longer a student? Finally, I want to talk about being an independent learner. You know, the system here in the UK, universities, is very much, the emphasis is very much on the student to take control of their own learning. Don't be expected to be told what to do all the time by lecturers or professors. It just doesn't happen in many departments. They give you the work, they give you the reading list, and they say, get on with it. Come back and do the exams, basically. You know, that's life. This is the reality of it. So, luckily, fortunately for you, you've had the good sense to come here on the pre-sessional course, not just to develop your English skills and level, but also to develop your study skills and your awareness of how to cope on an academic course using a foreign language. My advice to you is practice what's been taught. Now, you've spent 9 weeks, or maybe you've spent 3 terms here at Reading University at Cowes learning stuff. Don't forget to use what you've learned. The whole point of you learning that stuff is so you can put it into practice on your academic course. You know, for example, if you've got a big chunk of reading to do, and I mean several hundred pages, know why you're reading before you start reading. Know what your reading purpose is, so that you select carefully the bits that are going to be useful. Don't, you know, follow every line with your finger and try to work out the meaning of every word. Spending most of your time with this electronic translator. No. Spend your time usefully finding, okay, I'm going to read pages 1 and 5 and 20 to 30 and then I'm going to miss a lot of pages and I'm going to read page 100 to 120 and so on. Be selective. Also avoid plagiarism. We've really pushed this. And the universities are very strict about plagiarism. Not just with international students, by the way, but with native speaker students, British students as well. Okay? And if you plagiarize, you will be penalized heavily. And there, you know, the thing is, the important thing that you have to remember is that there are very sophisticated detection methods now to detect plagiarism. You know, informational technology is very, very sophisticated. And if you plagiarize, you will be found out. Not just through the use of the language, but actually through this detection service, JISC or whatever, is used. You know, remember, you've been taught how to take lecture notes, and you will continue to do so when you're on block two. Take those lecture notes in the same way. You've been taught how to discuss and be involved in seminars, and you will continue to be taught this skill during the preceding pre-sessionals. Many of the British students don't have this skill. They're not taught at school. They're not taught how to participate effectively in seminars. You have been. So you are at an advantage. Make sure that you use that advantage. Very important, don't miss lectures or seminars. Looking around, I think of only two people have missed today, hopefully, that I can see. One of them was warned yesterday, he obviously didn't listen to me. It's always a bad idea. Don't use the excuse that I stayed up till 4 o'clock studying as a reason for missing a lecture or a seminar. I'm going to talk about that in a minute.